Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do. All right, let's get this started and finished because I want to watch Alias Grace. I have one episode left, and I know it is a certified club banger.
Okay.
It's a good show. I enjoy it. All right.
What's sure. It's a certified club banger.
It is. It's a Margaret Atwood novel, but like Zachary Levi has a very minor role in the very beginning of it, and then...
Fucking tall people.
Yeah, well, he showed up in the penultimate episode. Speaking of which, this is the penultimate survivor. Go figure. And I'm like, oh shit, I have a feeling he's going to play a big, big role in the finale. And I love Zachary Levi, so anyway.
I love him a lot. He's Shazam.
Yeah.
Wait, in the animated series or in the...
upcoming movie, he is Shazam.
Oh, great. Right on. Wait, so he's going to be Shazam. Yeah. Wait. When we say he's Shazam, you don't mean he's the wizard. You mean he is Captain Marvel?
He's Captain Marvel.
Okay. He's obviously not going to be playing Billy Batson. He's a little bit too tall for that.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Is he going to bulk up? Because, you know, he's kind of skinny.
I follow him on Twitter and Instagram, and he spent a lot of time at the gym.
Yeah.
He's pretty ripped now.
For that superhero money, you bulk up. You know what I mean? You do it.
Yeah. pull a Chris Pratt is what you do.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Enough of that. This now, so that I can watch my cool stories, is Outwit, Outplay, Outcast, the Survivor Podcast on the Night of Living Geeks Network. This is the penultimate episode of Ghost Island. It's almost over. There's six people left. This was episode 13? Well, episode of our show 13. I think it was episode 12 of the season, called Always Be Movin'. It was pretty good. I am Nick. That's Andy.
Hey.
That's Brian.
Hi.
There we go. And fucking go for it. I just finished watching the episode a little bit ago, but I didn't take notes because I didn't want any spoils or anything. So my general overall impression is that it has been a bad 2 weeks for me for fantasy.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. How did you feel about the idea to that Wendell and Donathan had to actually stick with Kellen being the plan?
You mean getting her out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. I fucking hated her.
I mean,
wait till she got voted out.
I'll put it this way: like, I didn't have any real problems with her, but there was no way she was going to win. She was way too happy to get voted off. You know what I mean? Like for her, the adventure was playing the game, so she's going to be a perfect jury member. Yeah, I don't know. I do think if it ends up that it's legitimately Dominic versus Wendell at the end, this will be a fantastic season because those are two people, both of whom could realistically win and deserve it. But if one of them gets voted out, and then it's just going to be the other one who wins. And so I'm hesitant of what's going to happen down the line, but like I said, we've only got one more episode, so whatever. This has been a very good season so far. I've enjoyed it quite a lot.
Yeah. This episode was pretty good. I feel like keeping Kellen was less, or getting rid of Kellen and keeping Donathan was less about getting rid of a threat and more about painting Donathan as genuinely insane. Whereas his concerns probably are partially right. I mean, he, you know, it was a little bit of, self-fulfilling prophecy. If he would have gotten voted out, you know, that happens all the time. But by doing this, they're just like, yeah, he's crazy. Like, obviously we're not going to bring him. He's crazy. And if they do happen to end up having to bring him, like, he's crazy. He didn't do anything. He was wrong. Everybody saw how wrong he was in this tribal. He was wrong. Like, he's not a good player.
He did some stupid shit this episode. I thought he was genuinely okay, but man, like when he was talking to Wendell, he's like, well, if he gets on the or if I'm on the jury, I'm giving Tom my vote. Wendell had the best response. Like, so you're telling him that he should put you on the jury?
See, I feel conflicted because Donathan objectively, us just watching him, even at that point, we know he doesn't stand a chance, right? Like, before that happens, before he says all that, we know there's no way he's going to win, even if he gets to the end, right? So I feel like for him, his best option is a bad option, which is to just try and make it to the end. Like, just hopefully you get third place and you get a whole bunch of money. It's not going to be as much as second, or definitely you aren't going to get first. I think he's just... It's the issue that I've had all season so far is that there has been a group in charge and they've just been playing it straight down the line. And I'm very glad that they are charismatic people, because otherwise this could have been a disaster of a season. But it's as I said, been good.
Yeah, I feel like the first half of what Donathan did was smart was to go to Wendell and be like, hey, you know, if it's you and Dom, you're going to lose. You know, and like, I know you guys are like tight, but you're going to lose if that happens. So you should think about something now, because now is the time to do it, right? Like, cause up until now, you'd be like, well, you know, it doesn't make sense to do the move now, because then the next week it'll just be me. But now they're so close. Like, if Wendell wants to get out Dom, he has to do it now. Or if Dom wants to get out Wendell, he has to do it now. And I think that's a smart move of Donathan, because he has no power. And so far as he knows, nobody else has any power. And all the power in terms of idols and advantages is all with Dominic and Wendell. So if you don't have power, the best thing to do is to recruit power to fight power, which is what he tries to do. But then he just, like, goes too far in blowing it up. Like, you need to plant that seed and just let it grow on its own, because it's there. It's in Wendell's head. I'm willing to bet it's in his head. They're close to the end. He's thinking about it. But he went one step too far to be like, oh, well, now I have no plans to work with either of you at all, because obviously, you know, like, don't go that far.
Yeah. Don't be like when Dom's like, can I talk to you? No, you can't.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, yeah. Though. I mean, okay, maybe he's making a case for himself to the jury. Like, look, I stood in opposition to these guys. I wasn't going to let them just waltz to the end. Give me at least a vote. Maybe you can make that case. Now, the problem with all of that is that, and it's something I realized at the start of this episode, is we've been reading this pretty wrong for a while. Like, we've been reading it as, oh my, Laurel has the foresight to realize who is in charge and to, like, realize, like we were saying last week, you know, there was no way she could go against Dom or Wendell because of the idols, and so it would behoove her to go with vote out Chelsea. But it looks like she's just been changing her mind repeatedly. It was revealed in a thing that Donathan said very early in this episode. He said something to the effect of, like, we've had a plan all these times, and she just changes her mind and goes the other direction. And so by watching it, we think, oh, okay, maybe Donathan is doing a smart thing. Maybe he's making a play to the jury, when in reality, he's just going nuts.
Yeah, he's just going AWOL. And I can see Donathan's point. I can see his frustration, because, like, at the very beginning, and you see it in this episode, in the very beginning, Laura was like, let's vote out Dominic. Like, let's vote out one of the two big guys. She was telling that to Donathan. And then by the end, after Wendell lets her have the immunity, she's like, it almost doesn't feel right to send him home. Like, that's exactly the time you do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you do it this week, like, that goes down as an epic turn in Survivor. That's one of the good ones, you know? Like, that's one of the ones that you think about 10 years from now. But she doesn't. And I think it's less about Laurel being indecisive, and I think it's more about showcasing what Wendell's doing right. Like, Wendell's saving that shell for Sebastian. Like, it's Wendell's good at giving people what they need as they need it. So I think Wendell is good at keeping Laurel just close enough. And every time he starts to feel her stray, just gives her one more little thing. Let's bring her on the reward. Let's let her have the immunity. Like,
Whoa, wait. Hold on.
They knew she was playing straight really hard. You give it to her.
He didn't let her have immunity. He screwed up, and she won immunity out from underneath him. There's a difference.
I agree, but yeah. he could have fought for it harder, and I think that him abdicating to her was a smart move in the moment. I don't know how much of that is consciously done in the moment in terms of strategy, but I think that's how it plays out, you know?
I don't know. I feel like he was just being a mature individual and realizing, yeah, all right, I can't win this. I'm not going to throw a tantrum. I am going to feel sorry for myself because I had it in my hand, But I'm not going to throw a tantrum, and I'm not going to blame her. I think he's just being a mature person. I don't believe
it was.
Really
like the way he handled that.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it's like, damn it, this was my fault.
Yeah. And I really like, especially when Jeff was like, so just to be clear, you're not disputing. He's like, no, not at all. Or whatever. You know, that sort of thing. I'm like, good. Because it looked for a minute like he was going to pitch a fit. And I was just like, don't do this so close to the end. I've liked you so much for so long. Don't diminish yourself in my eyes. And then he didn't. Then he just said, you know what? I'm frustrated with myself. That's it. It's not your fault. I'm sorry. But good.
Yeah. I think there was more intentionality behind it. I think he started to get really frustrated and realized it would be a bad move to fight with Laurel over this at this time.
I mean, we're all speculating. No, I get it. We're speculating, though, but
even if that is it, good. That's even better that he was playing smart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it was more about him playing smart and less about him being a magnanimous gentleman.
Oh, because it's not even. That's the thing. I'm not saying he was being magnanimous. He could have thrown the pitchiest fit to ever fit a fit, whatever, but it wouldn't have helped. Like, the rules are the rules. You didn't say, Jeff. You just made a hand gesture. And if he isn't looking at the time, that's your own damn fault. So he didn't have a legal leg to stand on. So if he did pitch a fit, then it wouldn't have done anything. And like I said, we're just all speculating and splitting hairs here. Because at the end of the day, what we saw is him being like, all right, I'm not going to be a tool.
Yeah.
Also, really good immunity challenge. Really fun reward challenge. These have been some good challenges. My thing about the immunity challenge, man, I can't do a slide puzzle with a full stomach and a good night's sleep. I couldn't imagine anyone who got up there completing that thing in time.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they showed what the challenge was, I was like, Wendell's going to win that.
I figured Laurel wouldn't win it because it would involve building a bridge and then actually crossing it.
Yeah, but then the bridge was a puzzle, so she had a leg up.
No, you didn't. Oh, man. My joke was that she had to commit to something. Build a bridge and then actually cross it. Yeah.
It's really funny when you have to explain your jokes.
Well, I feel like it was a very good and subtle thing. You're just uncultured Philistines. Which, as a real side note, and I know that saying this side note is going to delay the amount of time by which I can finish saving, or alias Grace. Saving Grace is a completely different thing. But today at work, I was talking to a friend of mine, because everyone was talking to him like, oh, we're going to go out tonight. We're going to get you drunk, Fala. And I was just like, Fala, you and I, we're going to start a book club. And we're gonna read The Great Gatsby, because everyone here is uncultured swine. And thought nothing of it. Everyone had a good joke or good laugh, whatever. I go on lunch, and then someone taps me on the shoulder and is like, hey, what was that about The Great Gatsby? And I was like, oh, it was just a joke. We were going to do a book club. And she's like, can we really start a book club? So now there very well might be a book club at work.
Hey, there you go.
Because I look down on most of my coworkers. No, that's not true. I don't look down on them. It's just that there's nothing I want to do less in this world than spend a bunch of time with a bunch of drunk guys. So, I'm not going to hang out with them because I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I want to see the world through Dominic's eyes. Because I wouldn't ever hear Jonathan say something like, I'm going to slit your throat with a credit card. I love the words that he puts in people's mouths, because it's like, wait, what? He's the one who said that?
Well, he was going to slit your throat metaphorically, and then the credit card part is for wonderful embellishment. Emphasis. The emphasis, yeah. That is pretty interesting, too. And it's a neat visual, because you're used to, like, sliding credit cards through things. So you never really think, yeah, you just slide it through a throat. I like that.
Imagine this a few times, have you?
Well, no. I mean, I'd never heard it before now, but now I'm like, yeah, that is pretty good.
So what is Laurel's game plan? Because if Laurel gets to the end with Wendell and Dom, she's going to lose. Like, if anybody gets together with Wendell and Dom, they're going to lose. The idea that Wendell and Dom will split votes and a third person can eke out a win that way, I don't see that happen. It'll be 5-5 at best. Like,
yeah,
if it's Laurel and the, like, she's not going to, that plan's not going to work. And she's smart enough to know that, I think.
Well, I think what she's really hoping is to get 3-3-4 and she wins with 4. That's what she's hoping. That's not going to happen. But, like, she's playing it too safe, and there's too many. Like, the two of them are too. I'm saying two a lot. The pair of them are too strong, and she just can't eclipse them. Those are good words. Those are good words.
Yeah.
She can't eclipse them, and so it's like, all right, she just has to get to the end and then hope for the best, and maybe one of them gets voted out beforehand. Who knows? Yeah, I don't really give her very good odds, unfortunately. I've liked her up until now, but like I said, you know, we saw this first episode, and it's like, oh, she's not decisive. She's just reacting. And that's not a way to win over a jury unless Russell Hance is on is sitting next to you.
Yeah, and I mean, especially like this is the point at which you have officially waited way too long, because you have to bank on neither one of them winning an immunity going forward. You have to bank on that. Even if you assume they only have one idol, which I think they have two between the two of them, don't they?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, so even if you assume there's only one, that's not going to cut it.
Well, both of you seem to be missing a part here. There's no chance in hell that both of them are going to be sitting in the final three, because both of them are smart enough not to bring the other one.
Yeah, but they're also such good friends that they might do it just like, sure, why not? Let's have a good, clean fight in the end. I think I can beat you.
Yeah, that's not. I don't see that happening. I see Dom might want to do that, but I don't think there's any way Wendell would want to do that.
Really, that's interesting, because I see it the opposite. I see it as one. Yeah. I think Wendell would be more inclined to do it than Dom.
I'd see Wendell as being like, you know, I went to law school and left, and then I got this cool career making furniture that's just gonna explode after this, and I've got the girlfriend that I like. Like, Wendell's a good, like, he's set.
I've got the girlfriend that I like.
But Dom is like, I need this money for my family. I'm gonna need this. He's gonna need a role, and Wendell's gonna greed roll.
No.
Okay.
No, both of them are gonna be like, there's no way in hell I'm not picking this guy to go with me.
I don't know, because we've seen it before. People take their pal to the end.
They're going to win 5-5 tie, and they're going to split $1 million apiece. And then they're going to go off hand in hand together. Best of friends. I'm not suggesting anything.
I like they're assuming. I really hope that they're going to be like, they think they're done, and they're like, no, we're going down to two. What are you guys talking about?
No, I think they've already said it's going to be three.
Yeah, but okay, goodbye.
The other consideration that they've had the discussion, like, let's just go to the end together, because the worst, like, if we stick that through and it works, the worst thing that happens is that one of us wins $1 million and the other gets, what, $100,000? Like, that ain't shabby either. So it's, I mean, you want to be greedy and you want the million, but at the end of the day, it's kind of win-win if you get there.
What's Dominic's line of work again? It's been a while since I've paid attention to what folks do.
He's a contractor, I think.
Okay. They make decent enough money. Depending, like, I mean, if he's in New York and he's doing contracting work, he's probably doing pretty well for himself. There's construction going on there all the time. Fair enough. So let's see, what else have we got?
The person I think best in position right now to make a move would actually be Sebastian.
Yeah, he's not going to make a move.
No, but he's very aware of his situation. He has. I love that the extra vote that he got is fucked up from earlier this season.
I don't even know if he's aware that he's on an island, let alone of his situation.
I don't know. He's the person with Donovan blowing stuff up. He's in the position to make a move because he's unassuming. Wendell and Dominic just assume that he is not going to do anything. They take him for granted constantly. Right.
Yeah, he ain't gonna.
But, I mean, it's merited that he's under the radar. Like, obviously, he's just been their pocket vote for a while. But if you are ever going to make a move, it's going to be now. And if anybody's in a position to do it, I think it's him.
Well, yeah, he's in a position to do it. He's not going to.
Yeah. He has the capability.
I think the bigger difficulty is that he's the one that you bring, not Laurel or Donathan at this point.
Yeah. I'll agree. I'll agree with you, though, that it's hilarious that the legacy... Yeah, that the legacy item that he got on Ghost Island was Kellen's. That she screwed it up, and they even say in the little tag or whatever, it's like, yeah, it was misplayed, and now it's back again. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, because he didn't even know that.
No. They mentioned it, I'm pretty sure, on the beach afterwards. Because yeah,
the beginning of this episode, they coupled it together.
Well, at the beginning of... Did you say this? It doesn't matter. Never mind.
That's right. They were like, where'd that extra vote come from? And she was like, oh, it was me.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember.
Yeah. Come on. Get your head in the game, goddammit.
Yeah,
that's fair. It's late. All right, well, so then should we go on to finale next week? Yeah, what should we go on to fantasy is what I meant to say. Or is there something else you guys want to bring up?
I want to say something about the fantasy. So if there is any proof that, you know, whoever wins every time is 100% luck, the Deadpool bet got settled before the finale.
Yes.
I kind of wish they had taken out... Oh, wait, never mind. I was going to say, I wish they had taken out Angela, but then I would have won. I kind of wish Donathan had gone home, and then we could have the Deadpool go... Wouldn't it have been great if our Deadpool had been the final three?
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
The irony of it. I don't even know what... At that point, we would just shut down the show and never record again, because obviously we don't know shit about this.
Or at the very least not do fantasy anymore.
No.
I mean, although you were winning fantasy up until last week.
Yeah.
You were
ranking
your chosen team.
Man. So
we probably did research, but there you were.
God dang, man. It's just been a rough 2 weeks, and now all of a sudden, the only thing that's going to save me is this crazy dumb prop bet of will we see a ghost?
Yeah, but even that's only 3 points. You're banking on Laurel saving your ass.
Yeah.
If Laurel keeps winning immunity the next two times and she's sole survivor, she could pull it out for you. You're only 5 points down this week. It's possible. She swung five for you this week too.
Yeah, it's
doable.
That was very good to see.
But like now if I'm down. Goes and then Seabass, you're set.
I'm down to one person, and even Brian has a 3-person team. Damn it.
Yeah.
You know what I think we should do? If your Deadpool bet wins the whole game, you should lose 3 points.
That would be pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm even okay with doing it in this season, even though it's probably going to hurt. Oh, never mind, because I said Angela, and there's no way she's winning.
Yeah.
And Laura might win.
Yeah,
I'm at least 3 months. I'll go ahead and do that. Sure, why not?
That's a good midway thing. All right, go ahead and recap the scores. Then we have some prop bets that have not yet resolved. The Deadpool did. The haunted bet. Wait, how did we have one about will we see a ghost? And that's not the haunted bet
because it's the haunted item bet. We made that one before the ghost bet.
Whatever. Anyway, that one is sitting at 10 right now. That's basically 3 points for Andy, but this is all going to even out in the wash.
I already added it for last week.
Cause you did?
10.
Oh, okay, cool.
I hit 10 last week, so I just like...
Yeah, you can't lose it.
I got it. So,
all right, yeah. Do me a favor then and just delete it so I don't give you an extra 3 at some point.
All right. I want to leave it on here because we hadn't...
Yeah.
We hadn't discussed it because I wasn't here last week, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and not mention last week's tabulation. Long story short, Nick had a terrible week and got 2 points. I had a great week and got 11 points from that and Dominic being beast last week. So I pulled ahead pretty handily. And here we are. This week, Brian came into place in last with 65 points. He got 1 from Angela, 1 from Donathan, 3 from Wendell, and 3 from the Deadpool bet. So he got 8 on his 65, giving him 72. Not a bad way to pull back up. Nick came into place in second and lost Kellen. So Kellen got him a big fat 0. But Laurel got him 5. 2 from the reward, 2 from the immunity, and 1 for a living. So it's 5 on the 85, giving you 85. I came in the loop at 84. I got 6, 3 from Dom and 3 from Seabass because 1 went on a reward and 1 got an advantage. And that's 6 on my 84, giving me 90. So I'm in first place with 90, then Nick with 85, then Brian with 72. And Brian, you are not statistically limited. If there is a reward or if the
immunity wins everything.
If the immunity is won every time by one of your players, and one of your players wins the kit and caboodle, you can win. Especially if, like, it's Dominic and then Seabass and then Laurel. And, like, if your trio is the trio, then you're definitely winning.
Yeah. But plus, I'm getting 3 points for the ghost bet.
Yeah, you're getting 3 points from ghost bet. Wendell's going to play his idol, probably for himself. So that's a pocket point you have there, too. So you're down 18 points, but not out, technically speaking. Which would be a phenomenal comeback, and I would cheer for you even though you'd have beaten me.
I hate this game. If you, Brian, no offense, if you win, I hate this game.
No, and what I was thinking what we could do is there's some other much more involved way of doing Fantasy Survivor is a huge scoring sheet that adds points for number of confessionals you do, and it's all weighted properly like that.
No, thank you.
Oh, that's
hard so pass.
I'm more... Because the counter argument is that the way we do it rewards buff people more often because they're more likely to win challenges, which is why my teams tend to do pretty well because I like buff dudes.
Hard pass.
They haven't won like any of the times. It's been like a small woman every time. What are you talking about?
You know,
I don't even remember who won last season.
Which one was last season?
It was some all-star thing. It wasn't Second Chances. It was, Fans vs. Favorites? No, it wasn't that either. You see what we're talking about, people? This is how quickly it slips from our brains.
I love it all new people. What are you talking about?
No. This was the first one with all new people for a while, hasn't it?
That was 36? Last year was Ben Dreiberg and,
Ben.
Yeah, see who the hell's that?
Oh, Ben was the soldier.
Ben with the
Army Ranger.
And the cowboy hat.
Before
that was Game Changers, and that was Officer Sarah.
Yeah, last season was the one where we were kind of like, is this a bad season about midway through? And we kind of realized, yeah, it is.
Yep.
All right. Well, there's no one to add or drop, so we are basically done with fantasy, right? Yeah,
fantasy.
I don't know why I said it that way. So, in that case, well, we will see you guys next week for our super extra special end of season finale cool thing.
Yep. That better be the title of the episode when I download it.
This one or next one? I don't know what the episode. I don't remember what the name of this episode's going to be. That's all right. I'll usually find it while I'm editing, as usual. I don't.
There's a stupid question, Andy. Did you listen to last week's?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, seriously? Did you really?
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
He likes us for some reason.
Yeah, that's why I do this. That and for the money.
Yeah, the sweet stacks of cash. I do this for the love of the sport. The great sport of Survivor. Alright, well, like I said, as I said, we will see you guys next week. And are we gonna cover... Well, yeah, we'll talk about what the next season will be, because they'll do a preview for that, and hopefully something good. I will try and stay awake to watch the whole thing. Odds are I'm gonna see who won and then just go right to bed.
Well, I mean, hopefully they'll give us, like, a real... actually telling us what's going to happen instead of just some cryptic bullshit like they usually do, like fucking showing the drop of blood hitting water. And like,
that's exactly what we're going to get.
Survivor, Murder Island. The ghosts are going to be when they reach. Oh, we already made ritual sacrifice jokes earlier in the season. Never mind. All right. Well, in that case, we'll see you guys next week. And take care of yourselves. Until then, please do not die. I mean, it's a good...
That's good advice.
It's good advice, right? Like, please don't die. Whatever you do, stay alive. No matter what occurs, I will find you.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NLTLG.com.